Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down the river bottom and check in with Mike Jeffcoat this morning. I believe that's where he's at. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much. Kind of a little wet out here, but
yep,
we're definitely not under a drought.
This morning.
Oh, yeah. And yesterday morning. We got over 3 inches yesterday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just a sail got right here on top of us, and I mean it unloaded.
I didn't see that. I must have been napping. You
know, he must have been napping on that, and then a lot of people was on that, but my God, it rained. I'm trying to make Darlene get up and go hunt. She said, I ain't going. Yeah, I guess I'm going by myself this morning. But it's, you know, it's like yesterday, she was off yesterday, and come and we went, and I texted her in the stand. I said, you okay and having fun? She said, yeah. We went. I was so hot. I was soaking wet. I was wet. But finally, wind was blowing a little bit, and I survived it. But man, deer ain't going to move in that heat like that. She did see a really nice deer, but she didn't get a shot at him. She come out, checked the scrape. Just walked by it, sniffed at it, walked on. And,
didn't give her enough time.
Nope. Just not enough, though. We just don't have the right weather. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I know.
These deer are not moving. You know, duck season opened this morning. I just heard a buggy go by. And some of them all excited about one duck hunting I heard yesterday. And ain't a duck on this prop.
Yeah, they're going, though. They're going to show up.
Yeah, they're going. I mean, they can go fight the heat and mosquitoes, and which is kind of nice this morning, but north of us, I just looked at my radar for north and east of us before you called me in. They got some rain up there in northeast Texas this morning, it looked like.
Yeah, it's all right along from Shreveport all the way down the Louisiana border.
Yeah, pretty big chunk of rain up that way. But then we got that crazy hurricane out of the Gulf. Which way is it going this morning?
That's just kind of about where it was yesterday, the way it looks to me. It's drifting west. I'll just put it that way.
Drifting
west.
Well, I know it wound up costing me quite a bit of money, but is what it is. So.
Well, I mean, it's just straight south of the boot.
Oh, I know.
You know, they said that, you know, the other day they said it didn't have a chance of touching land, making landfall anywhere in the U.S., but looking at radar where it's sitting, I'm going, man, what's the deal? But it's kind of, man, it's just kind of squeezing and dissipating, you know, on radar.
Right.
But it's not moving as southwest or west as I would think. It's just kind of sitting there.
They're talking about, I saw.
Maybe it's just going to break up and just dissipate right there. I don't know.
Who knows? They was talking about it going, just making a big loop and meeting up with that other deal system that's in the Caribbean down there.
It's always something.
This has been an interesting week, I can tell you that.
It's been a hilarious week.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't want to go there, but it is hilarious, man. It's been entertaining.
Funny. Yes. My God.
Life is good.
Yeah. It is. I wish these deer.
Uh-oh. Are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. All right. You said these deer what?
I said I wish these deer would cooperate, but they don't. I guess they don't realize they're all safe now. So.
Well. Blaine's had a few good deer shot down there in the heat in South Texas, believe it or not, you know.
Well,
a few nice pictures. I mean, nothing to, you know, slam dunk right home about, but, I mean, good quality mature deer, you know. Nice 11-pointer yesterday I saw a picture of. And boy, I tell you what, he's got a lot of. It's real nice, and that's him big old buzz worms. Some rattlesnakes are on the move right now, big ones.
Oh, I can imagine. And I don't see, is there anyone, or you seen anything about a showing up cold front coming?
Well, not really, not what I would call a cold front, just cool fronts.
That's crazy.
Nothing major in extended forecast right now. Last night what?
We was just sitting here last night outside playing some dominoes and stuff, and we was talking about this is the first time I can remember in years that we have not built a fire even outside or inside at this camp. That's crazy.
I'm with you. So, it is different.
Yes, it is. So
I remember now, one warm year like this down south, we never built a fire for two or three weeks down there, and then when it was got cool enough to build a fire, it was raining where you couldn't sit around it. So
you couldn't sit around it.
That's it.
Yeah. So, but far as the fishing end of it, like I said, the wind blowing down there, and everybody I've talked to that is still fishing, that's just but, you know, bait's in transition and all of that, so you just got to bait right now. And, you know, with the river the way it is, it's just, you got to do something different every day.
Yeah.
You just got to follow the bait right now.
Well, the tide's rolled up around here this morning. Yeah, you know, from that east wind yesterday and just, you know. Schedule we're on, so.
Right. And, you know, that's weird because I had no wind yesterday out here in this river.
You didn't have any wind?
Every now and then you get a little puff, but, you know, for sure enough wind, other than when that rain come through yesterday morning, it blows. But that was at daylight yesterday, so. But after that, we didn't have nothing all day.
Where are you hunting the river bottom? What county are you in? Liberty County?
Liberty.
Liberty County.
North Liberty County. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up there, Romero.
Right. Well, when I grew up, we had a place up at Horseshoe Lake there in Romero and Rye. I grew up, we had a good time. That was a fun place to go on the weekends when I was a kid.
You bet.
Boy, them woods are full of critters, man.
Yeah, they are.
Them hogs ought to be loving it. Got some good mud holes to waller in now, and rooting ought to be good with the ground soft.
This hog situation is crazy. You know, I did not see them yesterday, but I told you the other day, these hogs are in better shape than I've ever seen these hogs.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. Hey, and
Butterball.
You know, wild pig is good. I mean, it's good quality meat.
Yeah, the only thing that's hurt these hogs in the past years is when that Russian strain got in here.
Yeah.
That's a little different critter right there, and that meat's not, it's not
different.
What the feral hog. Yeah, it's totally different. You know, and it's tough, even back straps off of it's tough.
Really?
Absolutely.
Russian boars.
Yep. So, but it's kind of going back the other way a little bit. I'm not seeing them like I was 3-4 years ago. Everything out here 3-4 years ago was a hair on the back was sticking straight up there. Now it's
that's that Russian strain.
Yep. The problem with them,
walk on the outside of my fence about a month ago. I was in the house. My wife ran in and said, "You ought to see this hog out here." And I ran out, and the dogs are barking at it. He's not even afraid of them. They're barking through the fence. He's not even 20 feet from the fence, and he's just walking slow. And he had a big old long snout on him. He just didn't look like a regular feral pig.
No.
He had a big old long snout on him and kind of a, you know, a brownish chocolate tint to him with a real, you know, like a razorback, real tall hair on his shoulders, you know?
Yep. And, that's him.
Is that what that was?
Yes, sir.
It was big, too. It was over 200 pounds. And he was not afraid of nothing. It was definitely a boar because, you know, I checked him out. If he had been towards the road, I'd have smoked him.
Yeah. Dumped him. So, but no, it's, you know, because my grandparents had a hog in the woods when I was a kid that was free running hogs, but they was marked and they was his, and they worked in huddles of dogs and stuff, and they'd catch them and take them to the market. And never was that back in them days that long nose and all that stuff like these hogs are getting now. And so people don't understand, feral hog is a domestic hog that got a little.
Right.
And went on their own, all these feral we've got now. So Texas nephew did say he saw a big bobcat.
Big Bob.
Yeah. Big Bob, he said. You know, that's funny. Him and both. They've seen them or bobcats for the last 20, 25 years out here. It's been open since I've seen one out here. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I hope y'all have a good, decent hunt this morning. Somebody get something. How's Tex doing? Is he doing a lot better?
He's doing a lot better, yeah.
That's
good. As a matter of fact, he's out here. Yeah.
Is he? Well, tell him hello for me. And
I'll see him this morning sometime.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about getting over to Venice before it's over this winter, how do they get a hold of you, Mike?
6-6, catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, my friend. Mike, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Later.
All right, later. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat in the river bottom this morning. Phone signal was a little suspect, but that's what we deal with these days. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, bring your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Just go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down G-Town way now and check in with Captain James Plogg, see what he's up to. Morning, James. What's up?
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I just walked outside. I need to go raise my boat. It's fixing to float off. But
boy, it bulled up overnight, didn't it? What a tide.
Yes, it's from that storm out there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, because there ain't no reason for it to be. I mean, it's like...
I mean, we had some east yesterday, but not enough to bull it up like this, I wouldn't think.
Oh, no, no. It's got to be from that storm. I've been a Cat 3 rolling around out there. If they had some kind of swell deal for the Texas coast, and anytime you got that, get them real high tides. It's like... I mean, I need to, like, put my boots on and go out there and raise my boat. I don't have to stand in the water and raise it up. I'll just try not to get electrocuted.
Boy, that ain't no joke.
Maybe I'll stand on a chair or something, but yeah, I need to go raise it up. It's going to float off.
But the wind just flip that switch.
ain't that the truth?
Get your broom handle, hoe handle.
Yeah, even if it floats off, it's just going to go to the end of the canal. It ain't no big deal, but I'd rather it not.
You ever had it float off before?
Oh, yeah. I picked up boats on the other side of Jones Lake. I've done it all. Cameron tied up that little 15 one time out here in front of the house, and it went away. It was aground on the other side of Jones Lake. We had to go over there and get it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I did something the other day. Oh, this was this summer. This was just, I'd come in from tarpon fishing, man. I'm like, 4 or 5 days into it, I'm so tired of even know my name, and I don't know what I did. I just got out. I didn't tie up, didn't do nothing. And one of my neighbors, I look out there, I said, man, he's driving my boat. It had floated off, and they were going somewhere to the sandbar or something over there in Office Bio, and he got in it and drove it back over there. He said, damn, dude, you know how to tie a knot? I said, not very good, I don't guess. I didn't even tie up. I just got out.
Yeah. I remember Blaine, he used to launch his old boat at Thompson's. He'd just cop stop it, man, just throw it off the trailer out there. You know, you'd have a, you know, like a light southwest or a west wind, and he'd just turn her loose, and he'd go park his truck and go get his ice and all that. And everybody's going, hey, man, your boat got loose. He said, no, it'll be right back. And that wind just push it right back up the dock.
That's right.
Fire move.
Hey, man.
He's something else, isn't he?
You cops off that boat, know what you. Hey, was holding on to that line. It jerked him in the water.
Remember that? Remember that. That was Bob Friedman you did that to.
No, you did it. Your boat. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just standing there watching.
Well, I remember you did it to Bob Friedman one time. You told him, hey, all you had to do is let go of the rope. You don't need to go swimming this early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, maybe I jerked him in the water. Yeah.
You did. I remember that. He told me that story, man. I wasn't there.
Oh, man. Well, it's I guess I was talking to Larry. It's all tourneys all the time today. There's two or three tournaments.
Yeah.
They'll have a good day today.
Yeah, they got them some nice tourney weather this morning.
Yep, this is typical tourney weather.
Duck hunters and the tourney fishermen, it's right up their alley this morning.
Yeah, I saw that bird dogging going on Thursday.
You saw a little bird dogging?
Oh, that's what I don't ever see nobody, you know. And I was telling Larry, I said, man, I watched these guys. I was telling my guys, I said, there's got to be a tournament somewhere because I'm seeing boats I ain't seen, and it's your look at you and get out and fish 5 minutes behind you to see what you're catching. I saw that Thursday, and I didn't know there was a tournament. I just told Sam, I said, I guarantee you there's some kind of tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, you can tell by the way everybody's acting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but, hey, it was pretty good yesterday, Mickey. It was, you know, we caught a lot of small fish. You know, everything was kind of, in deep water. Nothing really bit anywhere yesterday till the tide went out. And the tide stayed stagnant for a long time, but we caught a couple of nice fish early. And we're like, man, there's got to be some in here. So we just kept beating around and beating around and, you know. And I guess it was about 10:45, it kind of went off. Mm. And it at noon, it was good. And we killed a couple of fish, and I didn't like that. I had one floating behind me. And they were still biting. I mean, you could have caught, I don't know, we caught, what'd I tell you? I think we caught maybe 14, you know, nice trout. And probably another 3 or 4 or 5 put them on there that were probably legal, but we didn't need no more fish.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. If I got to measure them, I don't even mess with them. I just chunk them.
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't need them.
Looking for solids, man. Looking for solids.
Looking for solids, bud. But I was just trying to keep count of, you know, how good it really was. And I think, not think, I know, if you'd have saw, you'd have said the same thing. If you'd have stayed in there and just kept, because they were biting, you could have caught 20. Maybe 30 legal trout.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of little ones.
I'm telling you, man.
So
we can just get through without any more disasters for a couple of years. I mean, here we go, you know.
That's what we were talking about yesterday. You guys, we were fishing. I said, man, I'm telling you, I don't know how many's around here. Because I'm just fishing one little small area. I guarantee you, there's millions of places that just like where I'm fishing right now that's full of them. So, you know, when they grow up, it's pretty good. A lot of shrimp, man. There's little ones. There's big ones. The marshes are all full of shrimp. And I was looking last year, we had the big front on November 1. Because right there at the end of October, I had, what I tell you, I wrote it down again, right there like the 30th of October, like Halloween last year, we had like 78-degree water, like right where we are now.
Yeah.
And we had a big, big front on the 1st. So water temperature went to 60. I had wrote down 60 to 64 on the 1st. The big front actually come in like, not the, right
well,
there.
Well, we had that big dump of shrimp after that front, too. You know, the shrimp had just been trickling out for over a month now, just a little trickle.
Yeah, because I could see I switched locales where I was fishing after it got cold, and then it was a continuous, I mean, we caught them every day. Now the water did come back up. It went from, and I think like today, the water went back to 72, from 60 to 64 to 72. And then we had another front, and then there was no more 70s water temperature. It was 50s and 60s all the way through. And I thought this front, we were going to get whatever it was, Wednesday or whatever it was, but it petered out to nothing. It's just nothingness. It's nothing. I mean, because I looked at the weather, there's no big wind drop. There ain't no big northwest wind.
No.
So I don't see it. So I guess that front kind of gave up.
Pretty much. I suppose.
But
supposed to be what withers away that old cane out there, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's the front. I don't know. The line on my phone on my radar app shows the front kind of to the north of us, but the wind's already switched. It's kind of north-northeast.
It finally switched
right
down
now.
There, because when I went on air, it was north up my way, but it was still southeast down your way.
No, nah, it's northeast. It's raining. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Actually blowing, it's actually blowing pretty good. I mean, it's, what is it? I don't know. It's I bet it's 14.
Yeah. It was 19 up my way earlier, so.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is it. This
is
it.
Kind of, it's just kind of stalled out over us right now. I'm kind of looking at, some of that rain's kind of moving northeast, but I'm seeing rain in the Gulf. It's kind of backing up, like, on radar right now.
I saw that.
You seeing that back up, too?
Uh-huh. It's coming in toward us. Well, guess what? I ain't going today. I don't care what it does. Ain't gonna,
well, that's true. Though. You're not going, so it really don't matter.
I don't care. Now, I do got to go tomorrow. I got to kind of pay attention.
Uh-oh.
I am going tomorrow.
You know, and they're even saying tomorrow a little bit of a chance of rain in the morning, so I guess this is not going to get on out of here like we want.
Ain't going nowhere. But... Man, I don't think there's no problem catching the fish around there. It was better than I thought.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Well,
the
me
size
too.
The size of the fish, number one, and that many. You know, I didn't know what to do because we talked yesterday morning. I'm like, man, I'm just going to go do what I do, see what happens. And, I was kind of surprised, but when there's – we talked about this today. When there's so many little ones, you know, you it's hard to catch them good ones. They're there. See them, man. A client told my guys to just watch the top of the water, man. Throw where you see a good one hit. I mean, you see a little one jump out of water, say, hey, that was a pretty good one right there. You got to pinpoint cast the throw right there. You can just, if you just throw willy-nilly, you might get one. But if you throw it to a spot where you see it, you know, what's going on, then you get, you know, get some better fish. You know, even when fishing's really good and you're catching them everywhere, it don't matter, but you always still got to, you know, kind of point your cast, fish where you think something's going to be right, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But it took the current a long time to move. Like, and then we went through a little stress there. We wasn't catching nothing, so I went kind of looking around, just kind of out in the bay right there, trying to get my bearings and stuff. Everything's different. Everything looks different to me anyway.
Right.
And then I came back. And I'm like, well, I ain't going to do that. So I came back. And they kind of fired off a little bit. And then you can see, I could see that tide line, like, moving, coming. It was just crawling, man. Like, man, I know that's the tide going out, but it ain't doing much. And then finally it kind of got to going. And then it got going. They went to snapping.
Yeah, that'll work. Let me do this break, James. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Yeah,
hang on.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. They're right in downtown Belleville. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And they have smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. That way you can try it before you buy it, along with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. They've all added that to the menu also, and bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage and original country hot dogs. You can buy two packs, get the third pack free, And if you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing, they have a new sausage recipe just available just in time for deer season. You got to try it. It's really good. And while you're doing it, get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs made. Your family will love that you did, and they're now taking orders for their country smoked turkeys, 11 to 13 average weight birds, and there's limited supply, so get them while you can. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 536 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back.
Yeah, bud. I was listening to Charlie. And yeah, the wade fishing for nice trout is definitely better.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, and it always has been all the years we've been around. I mean, you want bigger fish this time of year, you go shallow, man.
Yeah, we only went home working birds or something just to do something, but you know, about half of my guys this time of year wade, half of them, you know, they don't, it ain't what they do, they're old. You know, starting after the first of the year, I don't take no boat fishing trips. You want to go boat fishing, I'm not your guy. But you know, this time of year, but I'm sitting here looking, man, you know, buoy weather, they changed this. I looked at it not too long ago and they didn't have the wind very bad today, then they bumped it up, it's probably blowing 15 down here now.
Yeah.
But it's like northeast 10 to 12. Tomorrow's okay, 8 to 12. But you look at the whole week, starting on Monday, nothing, dude. 6 to 8 knots. Tuesday, yeah. 6 to 7 knots. Wednesday, 5 to 7. There's nothing. Friday, it blows a little bit, 8 to 11 knots, not much. And then it starts getting bumpy out of the south hard. And then this is what buoy weather's got now. That's why I pay $100 so –
when's it going to go south hard?
Starting Sunday, next yeah. Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it smokes on Tuesday, 22 to 32 knots out of the south. And then, look, they had this kind of thing for this front. The problem about buoy weather, even though you pay for it with, you know, $100 a year ain't nothing, I don't care. But, man, you have to pay attention. You have to keep looking at it because it always changes. So what they got on 11/20, I don't even know what day that is. Oh, Wednesday on 11/20. Here she comes out of the north, 16 to 25 knots, 17 to 23 knots, and then it smokes. So it smokes for like 2 days. Even Friday on the 22nd, still kind of blowing. Then in the afternoon, it goes to nothing. So the next big front they got is 11/20, but they had this big front this week too, and that's nothing. So, you know, hell, you don't know what's happening Wednesday next week, but this is what they got. I think they just suck you in saying get your $100. But it's actually a good, it is a good weather app. I use it mainly for fishing offshore, but you better pay attention to it because they will change it a lot. There's some nerd up there on the computer that's playing around changing it. But that's, you know, that should be our water temperature change. But fishing, even what we talked about where we fished yesterday, I'm telling you, you let that water temperature drop 10 degrees and you'll catch 40 or 50 regular fish up there. Yeah. You know that. I'm not. Yeah, I see that. You know, we're sitting there fishing doing that yesterday. I'm hot, dude. It's the water's 77 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't going to do nothing to get better. And fishing ain't been bad. I mean, I'd rather be cold, you know, because they bite better and longer. But right now, the bite is when the bite is. And if you miss the bite, it's like summertime. If you miss the bite, you just missed it.
Right.
They ain't going to bite no more. I mean, you might catch one or two, but you ain't going to go walk into them. So, we'll see. But they're going to have a good time today. I don't know where you're going to get. I'm trying to think where I'd go fish that tournament right now. I know where I'd go fishing. Man, you could probably
Is it a trout tournament or redfish or what?
There's all kind of tourneys, bud. There's a red tourney, trout tourney, catfish tourney. There's all kind of tourneys.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Larry said. I make fun of Larry because he's fishing all these tournaments now. I said, tournament today, bud? Yeah, there's like
he gets over, he'll wise up.
Oh, man.
He'll let him have it.
He's lost his mind. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're all guilty of it. Remember that tournament fishing used to be in our blood, man.
Oh, dude, we traveled all over the world.
Even if I wasn't on nothing, I'd still enter. I'd donate. Man, I'm.
Oh, me too. We didn't miss nothing. Well,
can't
we
win
always
if you don't
thought,
enter, man. You gotta go.
We always thought we could win. And
well,
we
that's
did
true.
A lot. We did a lot.
Arrogant.
We did a lot of donating too, but man, to do that, you gotta be, you know, and these guys are so much better now.
They're everybody's so more so dialed hard. In now. I mean, it's man, there was times I wouldn't even pre-fish for a tournament.
Well, we couldn't. We were working.
Well,
we
yeah,
just went.
And these guys now, man, they spend weeks ahead of time. They're yeah. dialed in. They know where every bite is.
They know, especially all them tournaments they have now.
Hey, they got the time and money to do it. Hey, go for it.
Hey, that's why I don't play with the Mickey because I can't compete. I fish these little local tournaments here because I'm going every day. And I got a chance, but you telling me I'm gonna blaze off down there to the legend to play with them boys? I ain't good enough anymore. I could. Let me back up. I had the money, went and got me a boat, and decided I wanted to do that. That's
right.
What I want to do. I do it, and I'm coming for you. But if you're not totally dedicated like them guys are, you know, and the way they pre-fish ain't what we used to do. I don't even think they take rods and reels. And that's why all those tournaments are down there. So those guys can go burn them shores, punch in your fish. Yeah, you ain't going to come do that here. You going to pre-fish here, you better take your rod and reel and figure out where to go.
Right.
It's just different. It's just – and they're – you know, I never forget this. I took these kids last year, and, man, I found this little old spot in chocolate, and it was good, man. And I was leaning on it. It was good. And I think I'm done something, man. I've waded all through here, miles, and figured it out. They said, oh, yeah, man, we've seen this on Google Earth. I said, man, I just spent like 6 weeks trying to figure this out. Y'all already done seen it on Google Earth. But the only difference is I know exactly how to do it. You can Google Earth all day long until you put your foot right there and figure out where everything is.
Right.
You still don't know. You know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
So that Google Earth's a good deal. I'd have liked to have that yesterday, Mickey, and I'd have figured some stuff out. I don't really know. I'm going to buy the. Matter of fact, I'm doing it today. I made my mind up yesterday. I don't know really how to do it, but I'm going to buy that Google Earth chip or whatever I got to get, whatever
just
app.
Just do it
I
on your phone, man. It's free on your phone. Just go to Google Earth.
Yeah, but they don't update them, man. They're old.
Well, yeah,
some
true.
Somebody was showing me something. I said, dude, because you can look at the surroundings and like, man, this ain't like this is. How old is this? So I don't really know how it works, but I know these boys use it, and they can't be using something old. They're using something that's fairly updated. I honestly don't know how it works, but I'm going to figure it out. I want to do that because it
luck,
would help me.
Good luck, old-timer. Man, we're electronically challenged.
Hey, man, if I can't figure it out, I'll pay somebody to figure it out for me to teach me how to do it because I don't like not because I'd like to had that yesterday, and I'd have figured us a lot of stuff out yesterday. But, man, I don't really know, you know. But, yeah, them boys are all good. I ain't taking nothing away from these
just fish it out. Do it the old school way. We'd spend countless hours learning new things, fishing new areas that we didn't have no app to show us what was going on there. We just did it.
We didn't have nothing. What did we have, a compass?
Still got my memory bank, though. Still got it in my files, in my head.
Yeah, that's...
They can't take that away from you.
That's really all we know, buddy. But, them guys are good. I can't, you know... The fishing them tournaments is hard, man. We were a lot younger, and we went at it hard. We fished everything there was, and you can't do what we did and compete nowadays. I guess that's the deal. You just can't.
Well, it's changed, yeah.
And hell, I can't be running, you know, 5 days a week and then pop up. I'm gonna go fish some tournament. I ain't got that in me no more. So, but these little local tournaments, they have some around here. Hell, I'm going every day anyway. You know, I might enter, especially ones in the winter when it's cold, nasty, you know, because at least I'm going every day. At least I got a chance. I ain't just a total donator. And nowadays, if I enter one and I don't like the way that weather is, you can just have that entry fee, man. I'm fit to go to the gym getting that hot tub. Y'all go ahead. You can have that entry fee, man. I'll donate that $150.
I'm with you on that one, brother. I don't know. It's been a hell of a ride.
It's just different, buddy. You know, we've been through the whole gauntlet. You know, it's just different. And, you know, and I get it. I don't, but, you know, I learned, I was telling somebody just like Cameron, I learned so much from them boys, you know, the young dudes like him and these guys running big boats and all these guys, even tournament fishing. Man, they're always looking for an edge, and they're coming up with something new ideas. And they're like we were a long time ago, but we just didn't have the tools that they have now.
Right.
We didn't have nothing. But they're good fishermen, man. They got it.
Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt. But if you had to throw a brown bag together, say, look, y'all can't fish anywhere for 2 weeks. You can fish this one spot. It's a one-day tournament. And I told a guy this the other day, and it's a brown bag. It's a $5,000 entry fee, two-man team. Here it is in a bag. Y'all go get it. One day, no pre-fishing. Off this body of water. I'll grab you, and we're going to go. And, buddy, I promise you, we got a chance. Like that. We got a chance. I'll throw that five grand in there instantly. Let's go do it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to give you a call and they need $5,000, throw out a number, man.
You ain't getting my $5,000. Hey, bring $5,000 with you. I'll take you fish.
There you go.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. 497-771-7306.
All right, James. Hey, have a good day. You take care.
All right, dude. I'll holler at you a little while.
All right, brother. See you, man. All right, that's Captain James Plogg. At Tiki, now we're going to jump the bridge and go over to Bayside Events and see what kind of event they're having in the weather this morning with old Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
Oh, baby, we got a five-star event going on right now.
There you go, man.
We got a built-in waterfall all around the property. Beautiful, one-of-a-kind custom deal.
Not looking too good this morning.
You know, we've got a triple book corporate trip this morning.
Uh-oh.
Everybody stayed here in the lodge, and so they're on standby. It looks like we're going to try to blast out here in about 30 minutes. It's raining, you know, no lightning that we've seen. High winds, you know, a little bit of high winds we're dealing with. But last couple days, man, we've been hammering down on them pretty good, so we have a good idea of where we're going to go, you know, to get them, to catch them quick and, man, fish as long as our customers are willing to stay out there in this nasty weather. But
well, it could be worse. We could be in Louisiana this morning. It looks like they're on this front line, kind of mid-Louisiana. They're going to – looks like some flash flood warnings are coming up, so –
Yeah. And that's the thing.
What's weird about this radar, it's everything's kind of swelling up and backing up. You know, it's like this front won't push on out.
It is strange, man. Whatever is happening is super, super strange. Me and the guys were talking about it this morning, man. There's like this random, like crazy looking circle that popped up on the future forecast in the radar. Just kind of off the coast, and it's got all kinds of, I don't know. It almost looks computer generated. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I saw that glob on radar.
Did you? It was weird looking, man.
Straight below Venice, Louisiana, right in the middle, kind of straight out from us. And
yeah. It just looks crazy.
And it is.
You know, it was showing 15 miles an hour, and then it's showing 23 miles an hour winds, and then it was showing 12, and then it's showing 28. And, you know, it's just before these things, you just kind of don't know what to expect. You know, you got to be prepared for it all, I guess, you know? So.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you can go to Fish Weather and you can see that kind of semi-eye on that storm with 35-mile-an-hour winds around it, and they stretch straight north just below, you know, Venice and Louisiana, and there's like 29s and 33s, 31s, and then over here at Galveston. Now we got a north wind at 17, you know, and in 16, who knows?
Yeah, that's some weird stuff going on out there, 100%.
There is. I wouldn't want to be in a gulf this morning, would you?
Not out there, man. Not out there.
No, hopefully not baby.
Hopefully we can catch them here close, you know. Shoot.
Right.
A little 15-minute boat ride and hopefully get our folks' boat up. But
You just need it to quit raining is what you need.
Yeah, man. It looks, you know what? It looks like this afternoon is going to break, but the kicker is, I mean, I think it was last Saturday or last Sunday, I ended up running in the morning and afternoon. My guys just had a single trip in the morning. Afternoon looked way better, so they all pushed their trip to the afternoon. Next thing you know, noon comes around, 1 o'clock comes around, there's lightning and thunder and raining like you ain't ever seen. And it was supposed to be beautiful. So, you know, that's the whole gamble. If we push it this morning to this afternoon for the better weather window and this stuff just keeps regenerating, shoot, we'll be sitting around thinking we should have just went this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's our plan, brother. We talked to our folks. We're going to get out there, stay safe, number one, and we're going to go get a boat up on some fish. Have a good time, man.
There you go. Well, y'all's fishing's been hanging in there pretty good, seems like.
Yeah, for sure. We've been catching, seeing a lot of big redfish. You know, November, everything's kind of pushed a little bit. It's still, shoot, I was sweating bullets out, working around out here yesterday.
Yeah,
like it was
like early October.
July or August.
Yeah.
It was hot, man. So it's been interesting. The fisheries has definitely been affected, but not in a terrible way. It's just been different, you know. We're really we're catching redfish just like you said, like it's like September, October right now.
Yeah. Boy, the bull red bite's been going on forever now. I mean,
yeah,
inside and outside, everybody's catching them.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's a good thing.
That is good. Yeah. Get out there, have some fun with them, and I will. I am excited, you know. Shoot, even if it's just catch and release, man. We get that first cold front, I'm probably going to go mess around and with some flatfish, try to catch something big, you know, just to mess around. I miss that thump, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm sure they're going to be on fire.
You know, biggest flounder gets the trip. You know, that's something to fish for. That's encouraging.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Maybe this delay in this weather, shoot, maybe it's just long enough by, instead of just having that back 2 weeks of December where the flounder on fire, maybe we'll get lucky and it'll be December and all January or something, you know?
Well, we are in that winter La Nina pattern. They're calling for a warmer winter than normal. So, hey, it could prolong that flounder drop. And once it opens back up, everybody can get their licks in.
There you go.
Get what they deserve.
I like it. It sounds good to me.
Yes.
Sounds good to me, brother.
Sounds good. Looks good. It is good.
That's right. Yeah. I'm waiting for that weather window, baby. Waiting for that good weather window to get out there and go do some deep water stuff. And but man, it is in no near sight. I'll tell you that. I've been looking at the 10-day ahead forecast for the last month in a row, trying to find another window to get out there. Golly. It just ain't looking like it's going to break, man. I guess we're going to catch wind all the next, you know, the next week and everything.
That's why I'm a bay rat. I can go find somewhere to fish no matter what the weather's doing. I can find something.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hide. Duck and cover.
There it is. Man,
all
there
right,
it is.
Sharky. Well, hey, man. I wish y'all the best on a weather break this
morning.
Thanks,
brother.
But, if somebody wants to call about coming down, lodging up, fishing up, doing it all, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Come on with it, man. Let's go make some memories. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And, come on. Come check us out. You can lodge with us. Bring the family down. Just make a whole weekend trip out of it. So, Everybody be safe on these wet roads today. God bless. And Mickey, we'll talk to you next week, my brother.
That'll hunt. Sharky, have a good weekend. See you next week, buddy.
You too, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Later,
brother.
All right. All right. It's Captain Michael Marquez down in G-Town. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.